मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर सीइंग मलयध्वज, अ वेरी नाइस डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड, अ ग्रेट किंग हैज लेफ्ट द एंटायर किंगडम एंड नाउ ही हैज कम टू कुलाचल फॉर डूइंग तपस्या। And here, especially in this verse that we are discussing today, it's talked about how Malayadvaja, he gradually became equipoised in every situation, be it cold and heat, that is Shita and Ushna, Vata Varshani, that is wind and rain, and Shut Pipase, hunger and thirst, Priya, Priya Apriya, that is pleasant and unpleasant. So in this way, he conquered various relativities. In Bhagavad Gita, we see Krishna has repeated this point multiple times. Also, Arjuna had this argument that how can I kill my relatives? My grandfather is there, my teacher is there, how can I kill them? So Krishna says, Natvevaham jatunasham natvam neme janadipa nachayvana bhavishyamaha sarvevayamataha param. Second chapter, 12th shloka. So he's making it very clear that anyways, you're not going to kill. The living entity is eternal. So all of them are eternal. We both are eternal. But then Arjuna might have a question. He might say that, they will feel the pain, right, of leaving the body. Krishna is saying, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara prapti dhirasthatra namuyati. It's a time for celebration, Arjun. Why? Your old grandfather and your old teacher are going to attain a new body and they can continue their enjoyment from there. But then Arjuna is like, see, their attachment is understood, they'll get a new body, but I am attached to the current body, no, what about that? Then Krishna is saying, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhada agama payino nityas tam titikshasva bharata. Now you have to tolerate, Arjuna. There is no solution for this. Tam titikshasva. So in this way, Krishna has made it very clear in this shloka that one has to develop this quality of tolerance especially to all these dualities. So in this particular shloka, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Shita Ushna Sukha Dukha Agama Paino Anityas Tamtitikshasva Bharata. So all these dualities which are there, that is cold, heat, happiness, distress. One more shloka from 6th chapter which says, Jitatmana Prashantasya Paramatma samahitaha shitoshna sukha dukkheshu tatha manapamanayaho. Here also Krishna is repeating the same thing. And there are a few more shlokas, if I'm not wrong, in 13th chapter and few more chapters where Krishna is repeating the same thing of being equipoised. Because this quality of being equipoised is very, very important. Because if the person is like a pendulum moving from one end to another all the time, so where is the question of practicing bhakti then? Because as soon as the person starts practicing bhakti, so what is expected? That his mind space should be filled with Krishna or Krishna conscious activities. But then when these dualities are there and if the person is giving too much of importance to all this, so at that time, so all these things will get filled in the mind and he'll be troubled by all these things. So this one quality of tolerance is recommended by Krishna, where he says, Tam titikshasva, tolerate all these things. And same thing we see, Prabhupada writes in the Purport to 8.5 Bhagavad Gita, where he's saying that one should chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, incessantly and constantly. And after that he says that the ones who are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they will face lot of problems. But still, in those problems, one should just tolerate and chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada 8.5, Antakale Chamameva, that is remembering Krishna at the time of death, in this particular purport, Prabhupada makes it very clear that one can remember Krishna only by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra incessantly. And there will be problems if one has to tolerate that and continue chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And this is very much in accordance to the third verse of Shikshastakam. త్రినాదపి సునీచేన తరోర్ ఇవ సహిష్ణునాం అమానీన మానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదాహరి. సో యెస్టర్డే ఐ వాస్ హియరింగ్ అబౌట్ రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్. సో రఘునాథ్ దాస్ గోస్వామి హీ అప్రోచెస్ స్వరూప్ దామోదర్ అండ్ హీ సేస్ దట్ ప్లీజ్ ఆస్క్ మహాప్రభు దట్ వాట్ ఈస్ మై డ్యూటీ. దోస్ సెట్ ఆఫ్ వర్సెస్ విచ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు స్పీక్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ వెరీ హెవీ, పియర్సింగ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ద రినన్సియంట్స్. హీ సేస్ దట్ గ్రామ్య వార్త న శునిబే, గ్రామ్య వార్త న కహిబే, బాలన ఖాయిబే ఆర బాలన పారిబే. హీ సేయింగ్ దట్ వన్ షుడెంట్ హియర్ గ్రామ్య వార్త, ద వర్ల్డ్లీ టాక్స్, అండ్ వన్ షుడెంట్ స్పీక్ ఆల్సో ద వర్ల్డ్లీ టాక్స్. అండ్ దెన్ హీ సేస్ బాలన ఖాయిబే, బాలన పారిబే. సో వన్ షుడెంట్ వేర్ గుడ్ క్లోత్స్, వన్ షుడెంట్ డ్రెస్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ వెరీ నైస్లీ, పుట్టింగ్ ఆల్ సెంట్ అండ్ ఆల్ దిస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ I've seen when we are in base, so when devotees would go to office. Now we are not allowed to put deodorant and perfume and all that. So narsim oil will be there. I still remember. Anyways, so for renunciants it is said that one shouldn't dress oneself very nicely. And one shouldn't eat opulent food. Balana khaibe. And just imagine whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling this, the one who was eating rotten food, that person, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Balana Khaibe. And actually, in one of the verses, I don't remember the exact verse, so it is said that the followers of Sri Chaitanya, when they are proper renunciants, Lord is very, very happy. Very, very happy. Because now, people like Raghunath Das Goswami, they have set a very, very high example, you know, high threshold, and we have to meet that now. Because that's what is the expectation that is set. So here, when it comes to Raghunath Das Goswami's these instructions, there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks that you should chant the holy names, and the word Sada is used there. Now suppose someone asks the question to Mahaprabhu that how is it possible, Sada? Every time, all the time, how is it possible? Then he quotes this shloka, that is Trinadapi Sunichena, and he makes it very clear that all those who tolerate, all those who are humble, and all those who give respect to others and expect none in return, only they can chant Kirtaniya Sadahari. Only for them it is possible. Now, the devotees or sadhakas who are aspiring to chant 24/7, many times devotees would say that it's very difficult. This is also one of my query always. It's very difficult. How to do it? The answer is this only, that amanina manadena. Giving respect to all others and expecting none in return, and tolerating every situation. And here the analogy given is tree. And the expectation is one should become more tolerant than a tree. Now this is something very, very high expectation that is there. Because a tree stands still in whatever weather condition it might be. It might be heavy rains or scorching heat, or it might be a storm, or whatever it is just there. And if someone comes to cut the tree also, still, the tree is just standing there. To such an extent, that tree is giving shadow to the person who is cutting the tree. Fruits also. Fruits also. When he gets tired cutting the tree, he'll pluck the fruit and eat. And this is exactly shown by Haridas Thakur. Look at the tolerance of Haridas Thakur. And that's why he was Kirtaniya Sadahari, no doubt about that. When he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, so he was not cursing the ones who were beating him. He was praying for them. Now to imagine also, you know, for a sadhaka like me, to imagine that someone is beating and then I'm continuing to chant and I'm praying for that person. This is something very high level, very, very high level. So this is a point that you know, we can meditate on, that tolerance is something which will help the person to continue chanting all the time, because the changes which happens in our day-to-day life, if you're not able to tolerate, we'll just get swayed by those changes, you know, whatever changes are there. And we'll not be able to focus on our chanting, you know, which Prabhupada expects that we should do it the entire day. So last Sunday, Achyut Prabhu gave a class, and that so there he quoted one Prabhupada's purport, where he said that when one comes in the association of devotees in International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the person will go above bodily platform. Now when I heard that, it was really painful purport. Because here we can see the expectation of the acharya. Okay, we can say, oh, we have an association, we have many people coming together, we have nice class, we do festivals and all that. But here, in this particular purport, the expectation of Prabhupada is very clear. If someone has to go above bodily platform, the association which that person is getting, that association should be above bodily platform. It's not that everyone is doing sense gratification and this person counts and he'll go above bodily platform. So expectation is very clear by Srila Prabhupada that the ones who are in ISKCON should try their best to go above bodily platform. And then as soon as someone else from outside comes in touch with that person, he will get a quality association and he will go above bodily platform. So Acharya, he didn't speak much on these topics, but he has very nicely given in the purport what he's expecting. So in this way, when a devotee is able to tolerate very nicely and focus on the ultimate goal, that is attaining Krishna by insistently chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then actually he can progress. And this is the power of devotional service. It's not that immediately we can come to that stage what Raghunath Das Goswami was in or Haridas Thakur was in. It is the power of bhakti. We might be, you know, very, very fallen, very, very sinful, but the process of bhakti is so powerful. It just picks anyone and everyone who is sincerely practicing bhakti and throws him, you know, at a platform where he goes above the three modes of material nature. Prabhupada quotes the shloka left and right at so many places. Mam chayo bevicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. The ones who are practicing bhakti, the ones who are doing devotional service without any stoppage, without any break, without falling down, such people, here Prabhupada writes, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. He'll come to the platform of Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kangshati. So, what is expected while practicing bhakti? Prabhupada makes it very clear here. He says, if one is factually engaged in the service of the Lord, bhakti yoga, he will automatically control his senses, his tongue, and so many other things. So, just by practicing bhakti yoga, sama, dama, all these things will come automatically. Once engaged in the bhakti yoga process with all sincerity, one will have no chance of falling down. So, here Prabhupada is giving this prerequisite or a clause where he's saying, when engaged in the bhakti yoga process with all sincerity, then this thing is going to happen. That is, one will have no chance of falling down. In Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter, shloka number 10, if I'm not wrong, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, that shloka. So there Prabhupada writes, when will Krishna give the intelligence? And there he uses two words, when a devotee is sincere and serious in his practice of devotional service. So this sincerity that is there, obviously, you know, we cannot define the sincerity as of now. But then the sincerity can be decided by the sadhaka himself. At his level, how much sincere he can be. So if we are 100% sincere in our endeavors, obviously, you know, we'll automatically progress. Just now one devotee was asking this question, that if I perfect my chanting, will I go back home back to Godhead? Now, what do you mean by perfect my chanting? That's a that's a question. No, what do you mean by perfect by chanting? Basically, if we refer to scriptures, then we can say, okay, when someone goes to Shuddha Naam, that is perfection for us. And then the person will go back home back to Godhead. Now, to reach Shuddha Naam, it's not by our endeavor we'll reach Shuddha Naam. We are crying and then we are weeping and we are calling out for Guru and Krishna when they shower their mercy and they say that, oh, this person is crying so much, cholo, you start chanting Shuddha Naam. So they are the ones. They are the ones who will remove the offenses. They are the ones who will make us chant attentively. And they are the ones, you know, who will place us on the transcendental platform of Shuddha Naam. So it's by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga it's going to happen. Not just by our endeavor. Our endeavor is important because that will prove our sincerity. So what is very much important in our practice, according to my limited understanding and whatever little I have read from Prabhupada's purport, is sincere endeavor. If we can endeavor very sincerely. Now suppose, what is sincerity now? Sincerity is instruction is given by the spiritual master, by Srila Prabhupada, executing as it is, without thinking twice. I was speaking to one devotee, and his spiritual master has given an instruction. So he went and he told that, Guru Maharaj, I'm not able to continue my office work. It's too hectic. What should I do? So his spiritual master told him that you take up teaching job. It was a proper instruction type. You take up teaching, you give up and take up teaching job. And after a few weeks, again, he went to ask the same question. After a few weeks, again, he went and asked the same question. Third time, he literally got beatings. So, and spiritual master is telling something. The people who have that intense guru nishtha, they are the ones who will just implement it immediately. And that's what is sincerity, and that's what will please the spiritual master. We see in Prabhupada disciples, that's what they were. Sincere, very, very sincere. Prabhupada would say something and they'll just do it. So this is the qualification of a sadhaka. This is a very, very important thing that a sadhaka should do. Be very, very sincere in the practice. I'm just reminding myself that I have to be sincere. Because just by sincerity, here Prabhupada says, one will have no chance of falling down. Even if one falls down, there is no loss. One's devotional activities may be stunned or choked for time being. But as soon as there is another chance, the practitioner begins from the point where he has left off. So a sincere practitioner will never perish. This is what is the understanding. Because Krishna will never leave such a person, never. Forget about sincere person. Even insincere person, Krishna will not leave. So just imagine if someone is sincere and accidentally the person falls down from his position, Krishna will take care, like he did for Bharat Maharaj. He took care. He gave him the right position, he gave him the right opportunity, and he continued his practice. So in this way, sincerity matters a lot, and with sincere practice of devotional service, the mind-boggling verse that is there today, that is, one should go above the dualities, relativities, all that will be achieved by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Yesterday was Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj disappearance day. He actually matches this verse very nicely. So Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, before I speak about him, a disclaimer that please don't try this at home. Only he can do this. If we imitate him, then surely we'll fall down from where we are. Whatever little progress we have done, we'll surely fall down from there. So Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, he was there during the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, he had a very great respect for Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. And he would send his disciples with some nice eatables to give it to Babaji Maharaj once in a while. Now Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj's renunciation is really amazing. So he had only three Ks, I couldn't understand one K. So Kopin, Kantha and Karanja. What is Karanja, anyone knows?
Karanja is a tree.
Okay. Something to use, it seems. So Kopin is the undergarment and Kantha is the torn clothes are used together to make a blanket, that is Kantha. Karanja is something which I don't know.
Bowl.
Oh, bowl. Okay. So, maybe. So he had this 3K and someone came and said to Babaji Maharaj that why don't you wear Bahirvas, the Bahirvastra, outside Vastra. He said, because it starts with B, so I don't take it. Out of logic. And in this way, he completely transcendental person. But if we go to his childhood, his background, very, very poor background, very poverty-stricken background, where they would be doing fishing. That's what the livelihood of this person was in his Purva ashram. And very, very difficult situation in the childhood. But there was a natural attraction to Sri Sri Gaur Nithai. So whenever he would finish his work, he would go to a nearby temple of Gaur Nithai. And it is said that Narottam Das Thakur's bhajans will be sung there and he would be very much interested to hear all that. With time, he got associated with a personality called Narottam Das Babaji Maharaj. And he was in line with in the same disciplic succession of Narottam Das Thakur. And he initiated Babaji Maharaj and he gave this name Vamshidas Babaji. Vamshidas, and obviously after that Babaji initiation, Babaji Maharaj. Now, this personality was completely transcendental. He'll eat once in 2-3 days, drink water in once in 2-3 days. And I was reading an article yesterday night. So there, the person who stayed with Babaji Maharaj, he stayed for 3 months, some 3 months of span. And then he was there serving Maharaj. So he says that for 3 months I never saw Babaji Maharaj passing stool or urine or eating anything. Only thing that Babaji Maharaj will be doing is, he'd be just be there with his deities and speak to his deities. Before I come to the pastime with his deities, I would like to add a few more points about Babaji Maharaj. So, such a great renunciant that many people would get attracted to him. But he would always remain like a mad person. I was seeing his photo yesterday night. Huge beard, huge hair. And that person reported that in 3 months I never saw him taking bath. So you can imagine. So he would be just there. He was just there. But all the time, loudly chanting all the time. All the time. Hari, 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 Hari. All the time, loudly chanting. And to such an extent that even when some materialists are talking about something, an example was given. If suppose someone is saying government or government, what he would remember is Govardhan, Govardhan, Govardhan. So anything and everything Babaji Maharaj connect to Vrindavan. And it is said that even when there was no link to Vrindavan, still he'll make a link and he'll remember Vrindavan. Intense mood of being in Vrindavan. He would see any water body and it will be Yamuna for him. He'll see anyone, any cow, it will be, you know, the cow of Vrindavan. Any person will be Gopa, something like that. Completely transcendental. Sometimes he would laugh, sometimes he would cry, sometimes jump in ecstasy. No one could ascertain that this person, when he will start walking, when he'll sit, when he'll cry, when he'll chant. No one knew. No one knew what's going to happen. But still many, many people got attracted to him and they would come. It is said thousands of people would come to take his darshan and meet. But he was not affected. He was not affected. He would not receive anything whatever others give. But still, sometimes when Saraswati Thakur would send his brahmachari disciples, go and give this, he would accept some huge number of vegetables. But then he will just take whatever is needed and there would be a black cow that will be coming to his kutir every day. So whatever was there extra, he would feed everything, not to the cow. And little he will keep for himself. And that to himself is not actually for himself, it is for his deities. Now Babaji Maharaj had 6 deities. Radha and Krishna, Nitai, Gaur, Gadadhar and Gopal. So these are the 6 deities, you know, which he had. And these 6 deities were there in Kutir. And it is said that Babaji Maharaj, now he's not going for begging also most of the time. And he's not coming out also. So only thing that he would be doing is sitting inside the Kutir an entire day talking with the deities. This is what people reported, the ones who were around the Kutir, that he would entire day would be talking with the deities. And the relationship which Maharaj had with his deities was next level. Completely next level. Because the reciprocation that was there, that was not of awe and reverence. Because Babaji Maharaj had already attained his Swarupa. He was Swarup Siddha Jeev. So he was having a very, very spontaneous relationship. And it is said Babaji Maharaj would never wake up the deities, would never put them to sleep, would never dress them. And sometimes he would feed them. No aarti, nothing. And it is described that the cloth that they were wearing, you know, from so many years, it was just there like that, and it was torn at some places, but he was least bothered, least affected. Only seva that he would be doing is early morning reciting some verses for the pleasure of the deities, and entire day just talking with them, you know, with very, very intimate connection. Some pastimes with his deities. So, it is said Babaji Maharaj would never lock his kutir. His lock had 3 keys. So someone would ask him that, Babaji Maharaj, you're not locking. What about the things inside? Someone will take it away. Will someone steal it? So Babaji Maharaj was very confident. He said, see, owner of the house is sitting inside. If they allow someone to steal, it means they have a soft corner. Now tell me, what is the use of locking the kutir? So what he would do is, he had 3 keys. So he'll give 1 key to Gauranga, 1 key to Nityananda and 1 key to Gadadhar. And he'll tell that, you 3 boys, you take care of the place, I'm leaving. And he'll go. And at times what would happen is that cow would enter the kutir and everything will be hustle and bustle inside. Everything will be topsy-turvy when he comes back. And as soon as he sees that, he'll go to these 3 boys and he'll scold them like anything. You were there inside, what were you doing? Why you didn't take care of all this? What were you? And this scolding, it seems, it will go for many hours. Not just few minutes or something, many hours the scolding will go on. Once someone gave a gold necklace to Babaji Maharaj, you know, for his Gauranga deity. And he addressed Gauranga deity with that. Again he went outside for begging, and when he came back, that was missing. The necklace was missing. So basically someone stole it. And for many hours, Babaji Maharaj was scolding Gauranga. What were you doing when someone was coming and taking? Why do you have soft corner? I do understand you are Nadia Bihari. That doesn't mean that you have soft corner for all the Nadia Vasis. That's not proper. And then he started scolding like anything. And obviously, you know, he's a Siddha Jeev. So he knew who has taken. So he went straight to his house. And then he said, give me the necklace of my Gauranga. Give it to me back. But then that person pushed Babaji Maharaj, and Babaji Maharaj fell, and he didn't retaliate. He was just there and he came back. Now there's a question that how did Gauranga allow this? How did Gauranga allow this? After a few days, that thief died and the entire family members died. This was Gauranga's mercy. Babaji Maharaj's sincerity in serving the deity is very amazing. Morning he will go, it was not regular, but whenever he would go out to get flowers, he'll go and get flowers, and then he'd go for begging and get some grains and other things. After doing bhiksha, after getting these flowers, he'll come in the afternoon. And in the afternoon, he would make the garlands for them, put the garlands around the six deities. And then he'll get the vegetables, whatever vegetables were there from bhiksha. He would wash them n number of times. This is what is the description given. N number of times he will wash. And after that, he will take the grains, whatever rice or whatever, he will wash that. And it is said that Babaji Maharaj would make sure that he will see each and every grain it is proper or not. If there would be some husk on the grain, he would personally remove that and keep washing and keep seeing. And after this, all this will take entire afternoon. And finally, he will cook in the evening and offer bhoga in the evening. So from morning, no offering. He has also not eaten anything. Deities also have not eaten anything. But one day, to the surprise of many people there, Babaji Maharaj cooked in the morning 9 a.m. and offered bhoga. And then a devotee nearby was very happy. And he came to Babaji Maharaj and he said, oh, that's so nice. You're offering at 9 a.m. Why don't you offer like this every day? It will be so nice. Then Babaji Maharaj looked at him and he said, what do you think? I am their father's servant or what? Why should I feed them on time? And then he started giving description. He said, see, if they want, let them have. Gadadhar can cook for Gaur. Nityananda is anyways avadhut. He can go and eat anywhere. Gopal, anyways the cow comes every day and milk she gives. So he'll manage with that. Only have to cook for Radha and Krishna or else they'll go to Vrindavan and do Madhukari. That I will not like. So only for that, you know, little bit I'm feeding. That's it. This was the ultimate mood of Babaji Maharaj. Once what happened is, this Babaji Maharaj had two brass pots, one small and one big. Small one was for Nitai and big one was for Gaur. And he had some earthen pots for cooking and other things. So Babaji Maharaj went out for bhiksha, and when he came back, he saw that these two brass pots were missing. He scolded Gauranga and Nityananda like anything and he said, today you people have to fast. I am not going to cook anything. And it is said, whatever Babaji Maharaj would say, he would do. So he did that. He didn't feed them at all the entire day. Next day, someone came and gave the small brass pot. And Babaji Maharaj saw Nita and he said, this is your pot, I'll cook for you, I'll not cook for Gaur. He cooked and he offered only to Nitai. And it is said that when Nitai was eating, Gauranga's face fall long, and then he was watching Nitai eating and he was looking at Vamshidas, Babaji Maharaj, feed me also. And he was like, no, you get your pot, then I'll feed. And then after a few hours, the big pot also came. Then after that, he cooked for Gaur and then he offered. And it is said that Gauranga was eating with so much of hunger as if he was eating. And when all this drama was over, then Vamshidas, Babaji Maharaj, with tears in the eyes, he said, that I don't want to punish you like this. Do you think I really like you punishing like this? But you people are so naughty. You can't you see how old I am? Still you people are doing all these naughty activities. And after that he was crying and weeping, and there was exchange of love that was there. Another incident of cooking. So Babaji Maharaj was cooking and Gauranga was jumping in the altar saying, I'm hungry, give me fast, I'm hungry, very hungry. And Babaji Maharaj looked at him and said, wait, I'm cooking. And he continued cooking. And again he started jumping there saying, you know, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. Babaji Maharaj looked angrily at him and said, go out and eat somewhere. I'll take some time now. So the intimate relationship we can see, you know, with Gauranga and Nityananda, almost it was like a mood of friendship. Obviously, the mood of Babaji Maharaj was never understood by anyone because all the rasas were seen, right from Dasya Rasa till Madhurya Rasa. All the rasas were seen in his dealings with the deities. He would take his Gaurnithya deities, throw them in the water, he'll also jump and they'll start swimming. It is said, he'll throw at one end of Ganges and other end he'll come out with the deities. So, the realized souls, they say that there will be a competition of swimming between all the three. Gauranga, Nityananda and Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. They will all swim, at the end they will come out. One day, what happened is Babaji Maharaj, he saw a lady carrying fishes. So, suddenly from somewhere the desire came in the heart of Babaji Maharaj that maybe I should taste this fish. Now, as soon as the desire came, he became very disgusted and frustrated and he started telling himself that I am completely surrendered to Radha and Krishna. I am a surrendered soul. I am serving them. How dare they are giving me such desires? And he went again to his scooty, started scolding all of them and he said, today I will punish you for giving me this desire. He took all the deities, tied them and threw them in Ganga. And the other end of the rope he held under his feet. So the brahmacharis whom Saraswati Thakur would send, they came there and they were like, Babaji Maharaj, what are you doing? Why are you doing like this? It's not proper. And Babaji Maharaj took stones and started throwing at them also. Run away from here. So after this incident, Saraswati Thakur told the brahmachari disciples, don't go to him. You will not understand his mood. Better don't go to him. So it is said in Shastra, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Na Vigena Bujhai. I remember one new devotee, he did some mistake and I pointed out that and he's like, Prabhuji, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Na Vigena Bujhai, Are Chamad Vajanga Vyavtijai. That is for pure devotees, not for us. We are Baddha Jivas. Now, pure devotees like Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, that is valid, not for us. Because these pure devotees, we cannot understand only what they are doing. Their activities are so transcendental, we can never understand. The dealings with deities like this, we can never understand. When once a servant was serving him, and Babaji Maharaj, in the mood of a Brajavasi, he loudly started shouting, get this Shyamsundar out of my kutir, get him out. And it is said that actually Lord was present there and some Leela was happening. And Babaji Maharaj became angry on Krishna and he said, take this Krishna out of this room. So, I was feeling so wonderful when I was reading this. It took a long time, but then it was so nice to read about him. Because this such personalities, they have set a very great example that actual devotional service happens at the level of raga or spontaneous devotional service. Vaidhi bhakti is something which is very much needed to go to Raganuga platform, but actual service will happen at the Raganuga platform. And Lord actually relishes the service that is offered on the Raganuga platform. But then without going through Vaidhi sadhana, very, very strictly practicing, one cannot go to that stage. And without going there, we cannot actually please and serve the Lord very properly. So from Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, there are so many things that we can learn. Obviously he was transcendental, but at the same time, he would have that soft corner and lots of love for devotees. And he would respect everyone who was around. He remained humble all the time. And these, in Loknath Goswami's pastime, I was hearing that two qualities, that is dainyata and free from lust. These two qualities are so attractive that the Lord gets pleased and the Lord reciprocates with the devotee, be it in the deity form or be it in the original Swarupa. These two qualities of dainyata or humility and free from lust. These two qualities are something which is very much appreciated by the Supreme Lord. So this is what many things are there that we learn from Babaji Maharaj. Many other mystical pastimes are there which he did. And he proved that he was not a normal being. And he winded up his pastime in his hometown. He winded up his pastime and entered Goloka Vrindavan in his Nitya Leela. So yesterday was that day when he disappeared. Yesterday was that Tithi.